You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, now on the phone line to take up the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Let's start here. It's getting cold again, and I expect we can continue to see some cold air for just a bit. Tell me about that first.
Yeah, we certainly will for a good, solid week and a half coming up. It's going to be colder than normal from the northern plains and Rockies along the Continental Divide through the southern plains, through the Great Lakes, Corn Belt, and in the northeast, as we have an Arctic air mass that just doesn't want to budge. In fact, when it does want to move, it's going to go the direction we don't want it to, which is south. So this is going to lead to the start of March being much colder than normal for most of the nation from the Rockies east.
These things have tended to come along with snowfall, precipitation, ice, all sorts of things. Any problems that we can expect?
Certainly we will. Now, for the immediate upper Midwest and Corn Belt, we may see the worst of the ice and the snow skirting just south of us. Where I really see some problems will be for the eastern Corn Belt, the far southern Corn Belt, some portions of the Ohio Valley. It looks like the storm track's going to be a bit further south than it's been, which means the systems coming out of the west will track further south, and that's going to cause some problems from those areas that is mentioned to the mid-Atlantic, and even some portions of the far south could get a rare early March ice snow event, while areas further north will remain colder than normal, but the snow won't be as extensive.
Strange weather indeed. Take me to South America, where they've had just as many ups and downs as we've had, at least in terms of hot and dry and rainfall and not.
Yeah, well, you know, it's very similar in terms of the up and down pattern, as you mentioned. Right now, the trend is for more wet in Brazil, and that was after a long dry spell. And while Argentina was getting some rain in Brazil, now Argentina is going to be trending drier.
Any place else around the planet that we need to check in on?
If we go over to Australia, they're looking at a fairly innocuous weather pattern there with temperatures not that far from normal and some rain in the central, northern, and eastern growing areas.
It's always good to talk with you, Don. Thank you so much.
Stay warm.
You too. That's Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Won't you visit with us tomorrow night in Clinton for our Will Ag Marketing panel there? Pete Manhart, Jackie Vakes, Matt Bennett, and Gary Schnitke will be along at 7 o'clock at the Richland College building. It's out on the south and west side of town, Route 51, headed back towards Decatur. Brand new address there. The road wasn't there to begin with, and it's not listed in most of the Google Maps and such. So you're going to look for the Sunset Hotel Inn and Suites right next door. There's a brand new Monocles there, too. Not the old one, but a brand new one. So come and join us at 7 o'clock at the Richland College building in Clinton tomorrow evening for one of our Will Ag marketing panels. Until then, have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.